Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And that is King D Music on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Provider is the title of the song that we just gave to you. And before that, Nduduzo Matse took us out from the news bulletin, the 1 o'clock news bulletin, with the song, Oh, I Love Him. So you're wondering, what is Sibongile's voice doing on Radio Pulpit this day? It's a Thursday. Isn't it supposed to be Lukhomkweli Phuthi? I am Lukhomkweli Phuthi until she comes back. So today I am Lukhomkweli Phuthi. And yeah, my family, it's a beautiful Thursday and the Lord is so good. The 4th of December. Can you believe it? 2025, iphelile. It's over. We're just about to greet the new year and say goodbye to this year. But yeah, God remains good. God remains faithful. It feels different, hey? It feels different. I don't know. I don't feel the festivities yet. And maybe it's because so many families have been affected by the previous storms that have been hitting Pretoria and all some other parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, KZN. Is it there in the Cape somewhere? I'm not quite sure about that. But I know that in Gauteng, a lot of incidences have been reported as a result of this. And so maybe that has also caused us not to even like really feel that the festivities are already upon us. But yes, may the Lord help those families who have been affected by the storms as well. I know some of our cars at home have been hit by the hail and they need repairing. I know some friends who have lost their roofs and their windows as well, their furnitures, because when the roof cracked open and the ceiling, actually the rain was going into the ceiling that broke open into their house and they lost some of the furniture. But God is still faithful in the midst of that. And so may He be the strength of those families. May you feel His embrace and love and comfort during this time. I'm running after Pastor Lucas Nkosi. I'm going to try him again. If you remember when we spoke to him the last time, we were invited to a march that was going to take place because of the newly elected CRL and the laws that they were bringing. Now they were bringing whatever bills that they had were now, they looked like the law, and how they were going to affect the body of Christ, to shut us down as the body of Christ, to shut us down as the church, to even talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so He is coming back with a feedback because a lot has been happening in that space. I have seen them traveling in Durban, in Gauteng, and the last time they were going to somewhere in the Cape to also empower the churches in that space to talk about CRL and to talk about what's happening and the plans that are there for the church. So, yeah, I will be talking to him in a short while. I hope I can get hold of him. Yes, we are so ready to hear what is happening. So we are ready to go on our knees and know what to pray for. And also we are ready to even continue standing as the body of Christ in one voice and also supporting them as they are taking the lead in this. And the guidance thereof of what to do where the CRL commission is concerned, or how it affects the body of Christ as well, and our voice being silenced. Our voice being silenced. I think in the coming years, the church needs to know there are more and more fights that are going to come and erupt, where we are going to find ourselves fighting for our voice to stay on, because people don't want us to speak about Jesus Christ. They can talk about anything else, but not Jesus Christ and not preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, yeah, we will be connecting with him, and he will fill us in on what is new.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit.
Gave you two awesome sounds coming there from the Spirit Music featuring Pastor Benjamin Dube, Matema Moremi, Bongita Mansa, Takindo, and Omega, Reveal Yourself. And before it was again, Reveal Yourself by Pindi P. I'm now joined by Pastor Lucas Nkosi. You're on Heart to Heart. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And you're on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Muruti, how are you?
I am well, and you, Sibongile, and Radio Pulpit family.
Muruti, you want to make me sing. Why do you start like that? I am well, and you. Now I want to sing. All right, okay. We are building up the temple. Building up the temple. Oza! Building up the temple of the Lord. Are you well, Muruti?
Hey, Adam, and we are good. Yeah, we bless the Lord.
Yeah, Muruti, yeah. You've been traveling ever since you spoke to us about what is happening in terms of, what do we call that, the CRL Commission. I remember a new committee was elected, and what they brought forth was something that would shut the body of Christ up. We wouldn't have a voice as the body of Christ as a result of that. So many things were said, but I know that you've been traveling around to the provinces, also raising awareness and also talking and debating and all of that. Tell us about that experience. What's happening? What's the latest?
It's been hectic. Hectic October, November. Of traveling and marches with your South African Church Defenders. We've been going provinces. We've been to the Cape. We've been to, just last week, we were in two places in Eastern Cape, in Port Elizabeth, the current Kwebera. And we travel to East London, mobilizing pastors and educating and bringing clarity. Because, some of the things, we get them in snippets and so on television. Some of the information is not clearly articulated on television because of limited time and radio stations. So we've been traveling with South African Church Defenders, leaders, to share our experiences since, with the COCC, we've been on these matters and others. So we thought now let's join forces, because SACD is like an amplification of different voices from different organizations, where we are saying, pastors, be aware exactly what we are dealing with. We are experiencing this and that. I thank God the last time we spoke, we were with Advocate Malaji discussing these matters. Then, so as we go and share, especially the responsibility of ourselves as citizens, there is this thing in the country where we are treated like second-class citizens as believers, and we allow it, ourselves through our ignorance as believers. We really need knowledge. We are in the kingdom of God, but
and we ought to be humble, but... Mm, mm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then like Apostle Paul has taught us something about being of the kingdom of God and being a citizen. Mm. And if there's knowledge that we need as believers, it's that of being citizens. There are so much things that are for us as believers in the nation that we are not supposed to suffer, you know. Only if we can understand our rights as citizens, you know, and apply our citizenship to deal with them. I was saying, you know, I think it was in East London to, and in KZN as well, to say who said, you know, gospel music should be played, especially in our public broadcasters' platforms, only on Thursdays and Sundays. It's like we are citizens as believers only on Sundays and, as well as Thursdays. Who said so? Those are our public platforms, you know, and rightfully, if we understood our rights, we could even demand to say we want gospel, you know, from Sunday to Sunday, because I was disturbed by one clip I saw, I think on social media, on one of the radio stations, where callers were intimidating even a DJ to say, no, why is this DJ playing gospel music and even sharing the Bible? You know, this is not a Christian thing, and they're challenging. I'm like, hey, ignorance. And we will succumb to such pronouncements because we don't understand our rights. If we come, they say push comes to shove, we could say, then we demand it every day. If you are disturbed by one day, we demand it daily as citizens, because your public broadcasters and networks, they belong to citizens, and we are citizens as well as believers, so that we can say, We want this, is hence we are paying our licenses and so on, our obligations as citizens, you know. It's equally so. Why are we not saved the same way as citizens? You know, things like that. So we've been laboring on that. And now something good, which is good news, you know, with our traveling and all the march, what, you know, the fruit that comes with the march. Yes, we've had our fellow believers as well saying, joining, but why are you marching? What about praying? Yeah, okay, challenging us and say, why are you marching as believers?
Yeah.
Hey, we must pray. And I've been saying, hey, marching is part of the legal instruments within the Constitution, which is a privilege of citizens to make use, so that we are heard. And thank God the voice has been amplified. Parliament received attention.
Wow.
There were two sessions, you know, in two succeeding weeks where the COGTA Portfolio Committee has been laboring on the issues that were raised that affect our faith from those marches, you know. I mean, it was that week just after the march, because the march was on the 13th and a Tuesday, the following Tuesday, I think it was on the 18th, there was a sitting of COGTA Portfolio Committee speaking to those issues, asking CRL questions, and then the members of parliament coming strong and hard, you know, questioning the CRL to say, but no, guys, however you try to rephrase, you know, this thing, it boils down to one thing. Once you talk legislation, you are talking the law. And if something is the law of the land, you are basically saying to us, that's state regulation. Some parties were coming strong to say no. And then now and then, they've been saying, no, let's come back and think further on this. They've contacted even the Ministry of COGTA to contribute just last week, Friday, you know, on the debate to say, but how do you see it? How do you view these matters and so on? They were contributing. They were stating their part as the Ministry of COGTA to say, this is how far we can go, like the issues of interviews and so on. And Parliament is calling for accountability from all structures. Some are dugging responsibility to say, but we are not part of the problem here and there. It's not within our jurisdiction. And they were stating their side and stating everybody, every role player now has been reached, and Parliament is asking CRL for accountability. And now one of the things now that came about, you know, as another legal instrument by SACD is, you know, laying a court case so that there's accountability even via the courts. We've learned that even other people of other faiths as well, they've, you know, put forth, you know, some court cases on the matters. So that, but the voice is the same voice to say, we are seeking accountability from the CRL Commission. And here's another thing also that they raised as parliamentarians, was the arguments that CRL brought forward. I think it was the February 14th of 2018. They are saying, but Parliament said this. This is why we've produced a Section 22 committee, although even Section 22 committee there is questionable. You know, it's questionable in how it was constituted, legally speaking. But it's the courts that are going to make a determination in helping us with the interpretation. But where we stand,
right,
you know, we see that no, that law was not properly applied, and therefore that committee was unlawfully, you know, even determined and so on. But it's up to the courts now to, you know, whether to really agree with our position or not, because they are the ones with the responsibility to interpret where there are disputes in terms of law, to help us with interpretation as to whether are we correct or we are wrong, and things like that.
Sure. All right. So we see the Lord also fighting the battle. I was listening to when somebody, actually I was watching the video of one of the commissions that we're running, and this person says, God has entered and joined the table now. God is fighting.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, there's something about, you know, this new, you know, shift in Parliament, where there's this thing of really parliamentarians making sure that organs of the state are accountable. You know, I just like what is happening. I'm saying, it means the church has been praying, prayers are being heard, when Parliament now is playing its proper role, you know, in this era of our time. And there's real accountability, the quality of questions, you know, and you are like, Lord, what's happening here? Yeah, it's so interesting to see. But the good news is the matter is reached Parliament at the proper portfolio committee that will deal with these matters. But we are not yet out of the woods.
Okay.
You know, an opportunity will be also given to different organizations, faith-based organization, to have our day in Parliament, so that we represent our issues accurately. But currently, it's been a discussion from POCTA Portfolio Committee with the CRL, and we've been listening to how, you know, parliamentarians are questioning, you know, asking, you know, the, you know, demanding accountability from the CRL. And last week it was the CRL and the Ministry of COCTA with the minister, Minister Shabisa. They were making a presentation with the DG there.
Okay.
And then as well as also the response to the SACD letter and others, so to say, you'll have your day in Parliament. So that you speak for yourselves.
All right.
You know, and complaints, whatever complaints or concerns you have, you'll raise them for yourself. So it's a plus. And the march worked, because now and then they are quoting the march. Like, we saw the march, we had the march. So the march worked. Yeah, and everybody will benefit in terms of as the church, so that our voice will be amplified even in the country.
Wow. So what is expected from the body of Christ during that time, especially when we have our day in court? I love the sound of it.
Yeah, no, we'll... Yeah, because the application there that SACD put, it's a review to say we are looking for accountability, you know, accountability in terms of processes, you know, to say, but how, CRL, how did you come to the determination, you know, of having the likes of your Section 22? What exactly happened? So that then when we know what, like, it's more of something to do with transparency, that CRL be transparent with us, because we've been questioning to say, how did it come about that you arrived there? We just see people in front of us and we wonder, how did it come about?
Because we were not informed.
We're not informed, and it's our right as citizens, by the way. CRL belongs to the citizens, and as Christians, we are citizens. So we can't be told as citizens to say no, but nah, as if we are somehow a certain breed. And there's something as well that we don't appreciate, you know, especially pastors, because CRL puts a distinction between pastors and their congregation. To say, but no, it's not about you, pastors.
It's about the congregation.
As in they're saying religious communities, as if, you know, we are not part of the religious communities as pastors. And so there's a lot that, you know, is so questionable. But now when you cannot win, you know, dealing with the commission itself directly, then these structures of accountability will help us so that at the end of the day, we arrive. I remember that other week we were at Kyalami there. We were with the commission, the chairperson, the deputy, the CEO, and one of the commissioners there. We were having a discussion. And the language is still the same. The position is still the same. It's just the change of words and... Yeah, because we are still debating around whether the laws of the country are sufficient. And, you know, currently I've observed on the NPA social media page that now and then things that we were speaking to say the laws of the country are enough. NPA has been proving us right. There have been 3 cases, you know, to date, if not 4, where people who are religious leaders, some are pastors, you know, who have done criminal things, they've been charged and they've been sentenced. Not that we are happy with that position, but it has beefed our argument to say when the law is applied, it will work. And we don't condone criminality, even if it's criminality that is done, you know, by our colleagues, the pastors and so on. And so issues like that. And now, you know, that's those things that says, let's apply the law. There's no Christian crime and, you know, an unchristian's crime. When where the law is concerned, a crime is a crime. And abuse is abuse. So it should be dealt with the law, not in the name of Christian and so on. So we still believe God. And we are saying, let's support, you know, the cause, you know, of this matter, so that let us be heard by Parliament. Let, you know, the country, you know, as the country, especially believers, let's make our voices count. And some of us, we are just coiling back and say, we'll pray about it. We should not just only pray about it. Like I normally say, prayer gives us access to the mind of God so that we get wisdom on what to do. After we have prayed, we receive answers, like Shelley Caesar, the legend, would say, that we must put feet on our prayers.
So, as you say that you got a backlash of some sort where Christians were like, but we should be praying, why march? What word would you give out to us as the body of Christ? Because I think we were talking the other time, and we were talking about something totally different, but we were talking about pray and watching at the same time. So some of us don't want to watch. We just want to pray and depend on God. So what would you say to us who think and believe that that is the right way to go?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong about prayer. And prayer is needed, and we should intensify, as last time we were discussing, that the house is the house of prayer for all nations. You remember when God took Israel from Egypt to Canaan? God told them, I have given you the place, I have given you the land. And then he led them, you know, starting with Moses, leading them to say, they were not just in Egypt claiming it to say, hey, we have a land, it's ours, hallelujah, we are praying about it. They prayed, cried unto the Lord. God responded with Moses. Moses had to confront
Moses went literally, faced the Pharaoh, the government of the day, to say, let my people go. And then after that, you know, there's been a struggle. He kept on going there until God's judgment came on the government of the day that was led by the Pharaoh of the day. And where the Pharaoh said, people, leave us alone. Leave, go. And they left. And in their living, challenges came along the way. Moses was praying. They were praying, fighting Amalekites and so on, crossing the Red Sea, crossing the Jordan, and then landed in Canaan, where it's like God is saying, okay, here's the land now. The walls of Jericho are here. And guess what God prescribed? He said, march around the city. March around the city. And on the seventh day, march seven times and blow trumpets. And walls fell down. They possessed the land. So the marching was there and so on. Why didn't God kill Pharaoh? Or supernaturally, they found themselves in Egypt. I mean, in Canaan. And in Canaan, why did he say, you know, they should march? Why did God involve them? And why didn't he say, no, keep on praying about it, and this walls will fall down? And then after falling down, in fact, he is God Almighty. Why should we pray for walls?
He can just
remove, you know, and deal with those things. You know, and in all, in his almighty power, deal with those things. But he was involved in them. Guys, march, cross, do that. Moses, go to Pharaoh, say this, and come back. If he's stubborn, do this, and so on. So it's there.
Even sure, and you remind me that where we see that where they did nothing, when the Lord said, go and get your land, it's your land, go occupy it. Now it's time, because at some point God said, no rest, stay with them, the giants. But at the right time, he said, now you can go and occupy, go and possess your land. They were so afraid, and God never moved on their behalf.
To say, oh, you say you've given us, bring it here.
Yeah.
So they were involved in the process, you know, in the process where God says, no, there's your part, there's my part.
Yeah.
So you pray, you march, you lobby. This has worked. Guess what? It has worked. We've been called names by some of us, but we love everybody. You know, to say called names, you know, somebody said vigilantes, you know, a big word. But it's so interesting, you know. Now Parliament received that because they understand that's why Parliament does not fast. Parliament doesn't say, hey, what are you doing and so on. They see it to say, how? Our citizens who are Christians, they have issues on this matter. This matter must be escalated. The conversation is so interesting, you know, to listen to parliamentarians, you know, lobbying. And it's been beautiful.
So, Muruti, what is our part now? What should we do from the ground?
Yeah, let's keep, you know, informing ourselves with knowledge, you know, accessing knowledge. And as we travel, because we've been traveling, I've been traveling with SACD, we've been going to provinces to educate, and they have content that they've prepared on their platforms, like your South African Church Defenders. Yeah, I'm contributing as well there in those platforms to inform and educate the church. So make use of those platforms. There's a social media, I think Facebook page, where a lot of information is being shared. Even your YouTube channel, information is shared from there. There's a website there of the South African Church Defenders, where then people who need more information on what is happening, and not only South African Church Defenders, and other lobbying groups like your Freedom of Religion SA, your Anti-Regulation Summit, and others who have made submissions to Parliament, you know, to make sure that we get information there. But otherwise, if they need more clarity, then they can use my WhatsApp number so that I can link them to wherever information that is crucial is.
Which
and we
is?
Are going to provinces. It's 0789102593.
All righty then. Thank you so much, Muruti. What a powerful, sir. It's time to wake up and wake others. So thank you so much for talking to us. We will be on this journey together with you. May the Lord keep keeping you, Moruti, as you're standing up for the body. I mean, like you are standing up for the body of Christ and also waking us up and teaching us and showing us this, what do we call them? Yeah, the reins on what to do, you know, where this is concerned. So, re a leboga Moruti Morena a o etsetse ka holoka.
Thank you, Sis Bongi. Thank you, Radio Pulpit family.
And that is Pastor Lucas Ngosi, my family. Do remember to go to the website and to social media platforms of the Church Defenders. Find out more on the information there about the CRL, what the latest and what's happening right now. But look at what God has done. We have a day in Parliament. Isn't that awesome? If you'd like to find out more directly from him, you can send him a WhatsApp to 078-910-2593. 078-910-2593.
Hlala ulalele umngane wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.